Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A beloved modern play, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, is coming to Pella. What's special about the play and this performance? Let's go in depth with Pat Moriarty and Tom Vanderwell with the Union Street Players. So, Pat, you're directing a new play.
Right. Right now, the Union Street Players is working on Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
That's a pretty neat play.
It is. It's a very exciting play. For those who don't know the story, it's about a story about Joseph, who was Jacob's favorite son. Yes, it's right out of the Bible. And he was very blessed with having prophetic dreams, which made his brothers rather jealous. So this story sort of intertwines his journey to Egypt, Potiphar. He gets to meet the Pharaoh and someday reconciles with his brothers. But it's a very fun show. It was written back 1988 by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice. And the part that really we have a lot of fun with is just has a variety of musical styles. Some people don't like to go to a show if it's always going to be one style, but this one has country western, has rock and roll, it has some French scenes. Very fun. And so that part's very exciting. And of course, we're very lucky that we actually have 12 men on stage who love to sing, the 12 brothers, great harmonies, along with 15 women singing on stage who sometimes play their wives, sometimes play the other parts. And then we even have a children's chorus. So it's a very exciting production for the Union Street Players.
Well, these tickets are going to sell out, aren't they?
We never say sell out, but they are selling well. I mean, we would always encourage people to buy them early to get their best seats. But we are running two weekends, so we know that the show is usually very popular. So we are going to have it on starting on Friday, November 30th, and the 1st and 2nd, and then also the following weekend, the 6th, 7th, and 8th. So we do encourage people to go online at unionstreetplayers.com to order tickets, or they can call a number. And they will be available at the door, but usually by then they're usually just down to the balcony tickets. But yes, going good.
Well, and musicals are very popular in Pella, aren't they, Tom?
They are. It's,
everywhere, I should.
They really are, you know, and it's very interesting. I was just reading an article in the Wall Street Journal the other day about the state of the musical, even on Broadway. And the reality is that no matter how we try and continually write new musicals, it's the old favorites that time and time again get revived and people come to. And whenever we do a musical here in Pella, that's the one that sells the most.
And you're playing the Pharaoh.
I am. It's a fun part because it's a fairly small part, but it's a really fun part. I get to kind of make the grand entrance and have some fun, but it's not one of the lead parts, which is kind of fun because it allows me to do some other things and help out backstage, and which I love to do as well.
And I bet the costumes are really good.
We have blown the budget on the costumes. We have gone very Egyptian. Luckily, there was some after Halloween sales, but the people, I mean, the ticket price is worth the costumes alone. You'll be amazed. But we have 42 people on stage, and so we have all those to costume. And we always talk about the production. We're very lucky that we have a lot of people behind the scenes, as Tom said. I realize we counted up. We have over 28 people behind the scenes working on this production. And that's, I'm very lucky, as you know, I'm directing the play, but I can't do this alone. I mean, I'm very lucky. I have Wendy Vanderwell also directing it. Bristol Hopkins is leading my choreographer, but she's got three other ladies, Tammy Bryce, Jenny Sorheim, and Karen Ryles, who are helping with choreography. So this is probably the most choreographed show we've ever done. So if you like to see grown adults on stage moving to different dance moves, you're going to love the show. As I mentioned, it's fun for the whole family. And the other part that we've been very blessed with is we got some great music direction. Ashley Cocker and Ashley Winnington have helped us with vocal coaching. The harmonies are very, very rich. The men are doing three-part harmonies. The ladies are doing three-part harmonies. That's six-part harmony on stage. And so we have what we call a wall of sound. It's just very nice. And a rock and roll pit band. I mean, we got Steve McCombs on bass, Steve Norris playing drums, Andy Schurz on guitar, electric guitar, Marlo Van Kloppenburg adding synthesizer sounds, and Brenda Jones on keyboard. So the pit band has been enjoying this very much also. I mean, just playing nonstop. So come for the costumes, but wait till you hear the show and see the lighting and everything else. It's great.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat with Pat Moriarty and Tom Vanderwell with the Union Street Players. Now, Tom, you're president of the Union Street Players, right?
That's correct.
Well, how many people are in the group?
Well, right now, we usually run somewhere around 30 folks, both adult and junior members each year. But that, you know, the membership tends to be sort of the core folks that are in shows time and time and time again. But, you know, the reach of Union Street Players is so broad. Just, you know, at one point, I went back and counted up all of the people who've been credited in roles for Union Street Players through the years, and literally thousands of individuals who have been in a show or two here or there. And like Pat said, it's amazing just the breadth of the community that comes out to get involved. And that's what's really cool about it, is because you're always meeting new people. You're getting to know people you've never known before. You have a blast, you have a lot of laughs, you work on this project, you pull it off, make great memories, and it's just something that's with you the rest of your life.
Well, you have to build some sort of a little culture around each individual play, don't you? Does that happen?
It really is true, and it has a lot to do with just the individuals that are involved. And Pat and I can sit here and reminisce about productions we've been in through the years, and, you know, it's amazing the diverse experiences you have from production to production.
Well, and it's also, it's a fun experience, but it's also seems to me to be a growth experience too.
It is very rewarding. You know, we started on this show, the few of us, Wendy and I and Cindy Atkins is helping produce, last February, planning it. Then we did auditions in late August. And so you're right, it's fun to watch them grow, learn their parts, get to know each other. We have some individuals from out of town who are in this show because they enjoy theater as well. And so it's fun to watch them grow. And I really especially like it to see the younger individuals involved. As I mentioned, a children's chorus, just to see them gain confidence up on stage. I mean, that's the whole reason why I got involved with this. My son was involved years ago, and I just saw how much he grew from this experience. And so I just think it's a very special part. You know, we don't expect any of them to take off to Broadway to be future stars, but watching them gain the confidence and plus be part of a team that's bringing this thing from just something that's on a script, you know, to a full-blown musical is amazing. And they're all part of it. And you're right, it's an adventure. Every show is a new thing, but they've been working on this for 3 months, and it'll be fun to see the show.
Well, and Tom, you've written about the importance of the theater experience for the value that it brings to everyone. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, I've often thought back to the fact of my experiences in theater and how they really prepared me for success in business and in life. You know, the experience of learning how to improvise. One of the exciting things that I love about live theater that, you know, and I would encourage anybody that hasn't seen a stage show or hasn't seen it in a long time to come out. You know, in a movie, everything can be edited to perfection. But in a stage play, it is different every night, and you never know what's going to happen. You never know if it's all going to go right or if something's going to go wrong. But as an actor on that stage, you have to be ready to handle anything that's thrown at you in the moment and make it work on stage. And there have been so many times, just even in my business experience, where things happen that you don't plan for, and it's just like theater. You keep your focus, you put a smile on your face, and you act like nothing's wrong. And I've had to use those kind of skills all the time. But there's, you know, I've also often thought that, you know, Pat alluded to the production. It's really just it's project management 101, you know, to take something from just a couple people with an idea to a full-blown stage production and then put it to bed is just, it's like any other business project from beginning to end. And getting people together and working together, it's fascinating.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat with Pat Moriarty and Tom Vanderwell with the Union Street Players. Well, and how many actors did you say again? 40-some?
We have 42 people 42. On stage, 28 in the production. And so it is, it's a large group. A lot of them, like Tom mentioned, that are all getting to know each other. So and it's fun to watch them become good friends. And then we always tease about after the show, you go through a little bit of withdrawal, and then you wait around for the next show to see if it's something that might pique your interest, which we are pretty excited because we have some great shows that are slated for next year. So we always encourage people, and we do have some new people on stage who've never been on stage before. They're Larry Peterson's a great example. His daughter drug him to rehearsal to the auditions, and he says, "Okay, I'll try out." And he's having a great time. So one of our city council member, and enjoying meeting the people. But it's fun. We have people who've done 30, 40 shows. We have some who've never done any. So. I'd encourage anybody, if you ever had an inkling to try it, to get involved and just keep watching the news as far as future shows. But right now, we do encourage everybody to, go out there and get their tickets for the this show, because it will be good. But that's why we're running it, as I mentioned, two weekends. And the other part that's what we're doing again is we're running two matinees, because we know this is a show for the whole family. And so on the first weekend, we're doing a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. And then the following week, we're finishing it on December 8th at 2 o'clock. With the Saturday matinee, and then that gives us a chance to then to tear everything down and put it all to bed, as they say.
Now, when you were first pulling this together, and you knew you were going to direct it, and you're looking at that cast of 40-some people on the stage, what did you think about? Did you think, how am I going to do this? How am I going to direct this? Was that an exciting challenge? Did you know how you were going to do it, or did you just wing it? How do you do something?
That's a good question. It was my idea to do the show, and because my wife and I had done the show over in Knoxville 4 years ago. And so they said, "Well, great, Pat, you can do it." And as some of you know in theater, I've been more involved behind the scenes and not really full directing. And so I knew I was very overwhelmed, obviously. And so right away, I started chatting with a few individuals, and right away, Wendy Vanderwell came on board and said, "Pat, I'll help you," because she knew it was something I couldn't do. And then later on, Bristol Hopkins with the choreography said, "Okay, I'll help you too," because the show is so full of women. And so there's no way I could have done this myself. And then more and more individuals to step forward. Patty Van Zanny with the costuming, heading that up. Plus, she got a lot of volunteers. Arvin Van Zanny with the lighting. I mean, it just takes a lot of people. And so, thank goodness, the team effect. Tom Vanderwell, who's here, also got involved because we're trying some new things with some visuals. And so we're excited to have to try that out next week. That's going to be a little bit of a surprise. So if people come to the show, they can hopefully see some new things. So, yes, it's a great undertaking, and I'll be looking forward to a little bit of a break afterwards. Because it does, for myself, it does consume your life for 9 weeks. My friends tease me about it. They always say, "Pat, I thought this was your last time." I said, "Oh, no." It always drags you back in. And part of, like I say, the enjoyment I get out of seeing the cast members smile. We've got great patron support that helps us keep our ticket prices down. So I get a lot of compliments from a lot of our patrons. And then for myself, I go back to my mom and dad dragging me to theater when I was a young child, and just rewarding people to see the arts. And so if they could see it, whether or not they see it on our stage at the Pella Community Center, which I do have to put a big thank you out to the city of Pella. They give us this great space. We rent from them, but they bend over backwards accommodating us for our shows because they know how much of it's a great cultural effect for the city. But we have that everywhere. We have that with the Pella Opera House, the Central College Theater. So I always encourage people, take advantage of the arts.
Now, Tom, as we said before, you're playing the Pharaoh. How did you get into the role of the Pharaoh?
Well, for anybody who doesn't know the show, I must explain. As Pat mentioned, Throughout the arc of the whole story, Andrew Lloyd Webber used all sorts of different genres of music. So, you know, there's a country hoedown at one part, and there's like a 70s go-go rock and roll. Well, when Pharaoh appears on the stage, the song that Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice wrote was called The Song of the King. And so, of course, the king is Elvis. So Pharaoh in this play is actually sort of a caricature of Elvis and allows me to do a little Elvis impersonation, which is a lot of fun. And what's really funny is last Christmas we did Bev Graves' Tinkerman Christmas Eve, Union Street Players did, and I had a role in that where I had to do an Elvis impersonation. So I don't know if I'm just starting to get typecast or what, or if I have a future in Las Vegas. But everybody can come out and see for yourself next weekend.
And we'll just say that you are the young Elvis.
That's right. I think I'll be hanging up my my sequined leather jumpsuit after this show.
So when and where is the show again?
Okay, once again, it's at the Pella Community Center. That's the building just west of the Pella Library. It looks like an old high school, which is what it was. The Pella Community Center, 712 Union. Show dates, once again, are November 30th. At 7 o'clock, December 1, at 7 o'clock, and then a Sunday matinee on the 2nd. Then we've come back the following Thursday night, which is the 6th at 7, the Friday night at 7, and we finish at a Saturday matinee. So it's only 6 shows, so get your tickets now.
And for the whole family.
And for the whole family, yep. They'll all enjoy it. As far as the music and everything else, it's just clean fun. It's right out of the Bible. And but don't let it just come and enjoy it and smile.
Thanks to Pat Moriarty and Tom Vanderwell for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.